Welcome to episode 53 of Two Piece Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. You know, we've been doing this a long time, Tim. We're on comic number 92 now, I think.
Yeah, we're getting close to that 100 mark. That'll be exciting.
That's wild.
Actually, I might have a surprise for you for comic number 100.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm working on something.
All right.
I gotta keep you in suspense for a long time here.
You know, I will say, actually, before we start, that we are going to be introducing a new segment towards the end of the show, if not at the end. So you guys can look forward to that. But first is our topic of the week.
That's right. We are going to talk about the economy.
This will be a wonderful discussion.
Can you?
Happiness.
I'm not really joking either, but it sounds bad when I start it off like that, right? The economy has an impact on everybody, and including the gaming industry. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been seeing a lot of companies rolling out the job cuts and the layoffs. And
Sega.
Has Sega done anything?
I think they've continually been laying off people.
They all
anything to do with the economy.
Every time they try to make a new Sonic game that's supposed to be amazing and it flops, they're like, all right. Another chunk of Team Sonic right there. A lot of different companies. And then I read that Activision's, you know, really focusing on only franchises that they know they can release, like, one a year in that franchise. Because they know that it'll make money, so why risk spending millions on, you know, a franchise that only comes out every few years or something like that. So they're focusing on, you know, Guitar Hero, three of those every year or whatever, and just, you know, because, no, we've had like four releases.
I know.
Four Guitar Hero releases this year. Two on the DS, you know, World Tours on every system, and,
Aerosmith,
yeah. So that's, but see, so the question here is, like, what does this mean for gamers, you know? Are we going to go to the store and only see Guitar Hero, or... You know, how is that going to affect us? And I think I'd have to say that there's enough people in the gaming industry that are getting laid off that probably still want to do something in the gaming industry, that we may see more, like, independent developers pick up these people, or they'll form their own independent studios. It'll be interesting to see if in, you know, a year or two we're seeing a whole slew of unique and fun independent games, because the big studios that had them working on those typical franchises just weren't willing to hold those people, you know?
Well, now, my question is, are we going to be seeing a drop in price for the Wii?
Never.
Because it's been out, like, what, over two years now?
Yeah, but did you... I heard... Who was it? Miyamoto? Somebody came out and said... We don't like dropping the price ever, because that cheats the people. That cheats the people who bought it in the first place. Like, because I'd personally be so upset if they took that $250 price tag, you know, 3 years later and cut it down to
$150. He was saying something like he didn't believe in waiting for the price to go down on products or something.
Right, because if you start discounting things, people will just wait and.
Right.
The wheel never go down, so it's like, we might as well not wait, because we're never going to lower the price.
Right. I think, personally, in terms of the economy, I would say that if you own a Wii, you'll have it okay with video games. Because
True.
The Wii has kind of been the one to usher in this whole, you know, it's still cheap gaming, you know, it doesn't cost much to make these games. If you want to play a million mini games, you got it.
Well, and Nintendo...
So I think things will be okay there, as far as, especially with, like, the WiiWare channel and stuff.
And Nintendo themselves, obviously not hurting in this economy.
Right, yes.
Selling out everything, no matter what it is. And so they're going to continue making top quality games. I guess I question you know, when all the third-party companies are laying off so many people, we're going to have a real lack of innovation coming from them. It makes sense. I mean, I'm not saying it's good for us, but it makes sense that you know, why risk it when you're really hurting? So, but I mean, yeah, I mean, I think we've seen some of the other, you know, the 360s cut down. I mean, what did I tell you? You could get one for like $170 or something.
Yeah, it's wild. I
mean, which is pretty crazy. I know it's the arcade version or whatever, but
well, you got me tempted. So,
yeah, it was the 360 is cheaper than the Wii. That's crazy. So.
So now that the election's over, you're going to help fix this economy, right?
Yes, as you know now that I did win the election. Handily, I might say.
What was the score? With landslide, was it?
With 42% of the vote, Tim Harding takes the victory. Ray Hargraves came in at 22%, which means...
Yikes.
A whole bunch of you just voted for yourselves and for your mom. I see a lot of your moms. There's quite a few Barack Obamas, and he wasn't running, so I don't know about that. And just, yeah, a lot of, you know... Oh, I see Chip here. That's a good one.
Yeah, Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. Ron Paul. We got a few Ron Paul fans. A lot of moms and a few Sonics.
No problem.
You know, there are some write-ins that would go to me. For instance, Tim Ahmed Harding. I think that would raise my percentage there a little bit. A couple of Miyamotos, I think, after our comic, so... Gets a little love there.
Oh, right. Did Acorn vote?
Me? I don't know. I'd have to look through it. But there were 112 write-in votes. I almost got beat out by Other.
So. Yes, it was a very close race between Tim Harding and Other. But that just goes to show that more people didn't want you.
I think it's more that everyone has their own ideas of how to fix this economy and the problems that we're facing. And you know, as president, I want to take all those ideas and I want to, you know, really throw them down the toilet because I have my own agenda. So deal with it.
Well, I'm kind of saddened that people voted for you because now that you're going to pass the fairness doctrine, I can't edit the podcast anymore.
That's right. You're
and
you're
then
screwed.
You wouldn't be able to even have the attack commercial that I did. That was great because I can't edit that stuff. I'm just going to have to say it straight out of my mouth.
You can still have that stuff. It just has to be equal. You have to give me...
Oh, right.
I want
yeah.
you to count how many seconds I'm talking and count how many seconds you're talking. Make sure they're equal when you finish the podcast. But thanks for making it a fun election, everybody.
Yeah, hopefully our election stuff made you guys laugh and smile and love the country of gaming. I mean, that stuff was just kind of a pipe dream for us. We kind of joked around towards the end of season one, like, we should do, like, an election, you know, a bunch of election stuff and have a debate and have commercials. And it actually all came to be, so I'm quite pleased that we basically got done everything that we wanted to as far as the election stuff goes. And now we can start to roll out some of these new segments as well.
I will say the highlight for me was your commercial you did.
No, well, thank you.
That was too much. I especially loved the end where... do. That just cracks me up, so. Good stuff.
Like, of all the things that you said, do was the most insulting. They had to
How
highlight
dare
that.
You?
Did he really just sing that?
Well, you know, it is kind of insulting in the context you put it in, because I'm like, what was it, something about black people are going to die, and then I'm like, do. I don't know.
There's nothing horribly evil about that song. It's just somehow put next to those words, it kind of takes on a new meaning.
Well, it should have done do 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 do. You're dead. But the other one sounds more like death music, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, like a judgment music.
Yeah. Do 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 do.
Judge Judy Justice.
Right. Oh, good stuff.
Yeah. So moving on to comic talk. This week we had our Fixing an Election comic, speaking of elections, and yes. Miyamoto took quite a number of his own personal votes to fix the Wii Music.
What a jerk.
Election.
Well, you know,
I hate that guy.
He did have it coming to him. He pushed that game so much, especially highlighting it at E3 as much. I mean, it was like half of E3's conference was was Wii Music, and I mean that's about as much time as you'd spend playing the game in its existence. So
yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, I had a couple more days to kind of play around with it before I returned the game, and so I got to try out like the drum mode where you use like the Wii balance board and you use the remotes, and I was having fun with that, you know, but it's one of those things where it's like once I get the hang of it, then I'm kind of done with that. And it just seems like once I had a good taste of what the game was, I just couldn't do it anymore. I felt like I had kind of experienced it all. And I'm like, I mean, like I said before, it just needs better songs. And, you know, we were actually playing, a bunch of my friends and I were playing Donkey Konga again. With the DK Bongos. We're doing it 4-player. And we're just cracking up at that game. That game still makes us laugh. I can't believe it's like 3 years old now. It blows my mind that it's been that long since we first picked it up. But Donkey Konga 1 had a few, like, it had some poor song choices, but it had like the worst. Apparently Nintendo has a thing for like the Happy Birthday theme. And
they
like,
want all the free domain songs so they don't have to pay licensing fees.
Right, so there's a song called, like, Diddy's Diddy's, and it was like, oh my gosh, it was like the Itsy Bitsy Spider. And Bingo, and Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And
oh
it's like
gosh.
Sung by, it was like Kids Bop, basically. It was just, it's so... Once you go through the whole Bingo song, it's like, go Bingo, go Bingo.
Oh my goodness.
But like, because wow. we never touched those songs. We're like, this sounds horrible, let's not try it. But we finally just decided to play them all the other night. And we were just laughing so hard. It was so ridiculously over the top, like kids music. We couldn't believe what we were playing. So Nintendo has a problem with this music selection stuff. And maybe one day they'll figure it out that it doesn't matter if people know the song. If they know the song and it's a stupid song, it's not worth it as much as having a good song that no one knows about.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think if I've learned one thing over the last couple weeks about Wii Music, from what other people are saying and from the two songs I've heard that you put together, the Zelda and the Animal Crossing, it's that Wii Music really would be a good game. I mean, maybe shallow, but still, a fun kind of music-making game. If there was a nice, huge selection of Nintendo music.
Yep, because the only songs that you ever hear people redo is Animal Crossing,
right.
Zelda, and, like, F-Zero, so...
Is there a Mario? In the Mario
Yeah,
theme?
And the Mario song, sure. I mean, that's a given. But,
yeah.
I mean, no one wants to do Oh Christmas Tree. That's just a fact.
You know, just give me the Brawl music set, put it on there, and let you do whatever you want with it. I mean, that would be amazing.
Yeah, Yoshi's Story, Kirby music...
And the thing is, I mean, they have enough Nintendo fans that would totally appreciate that, that would get the game, but
yeah.
A lot of those songs are just good songs anyways, like, they're fun songs, I mean, the reason they're popular and famous is because, you know, they were just good songs, good video game songs, so I think people, even if you're not totally familiar with that whole set of music, would still have fun playing around with those songs.
And even then, like, you get to conduct, like, the Zelda song... You get to actually wave your baton around and conduct a band. And I'm like, they should have had, like, a Smash Bros. Song in here, like the Brawl theme. Because that's all orchestra. You could have, like, the choir singing the parts, and
oh,
that'd
yeah.
be really cool. It's like, you guys missed out. Totally missed out, because, yeah, just real, just a seriously missed opportunity. It's really sad to see.
Well, and that's what's so funny about it is, it's not like they said, oh, it's too expensive to go out and get, like, all these licensed songs like pop singers today or whatever. They didn't even use their own music that they own. It's like,
right. You
have your own, it's like,
yeah.
It's like making its great platforming game and it's like, gee, Mario would fit great in here, but we're going to use a Mii character instead or something. It's like,
right.
Why would you do that? Use what you got. Come on.
And I mean, like, there's little moments of happiness while playing the game. Cause like, I was doing like a turntable part and like a rapper part, like, hey, yo, hey. And like, it was just hilarious to watch. Like, it was just hilarious. And like, that's something I'll never forget. But it's like, it's just too little, too late for a lot of those things. It's
yeah,
just...
some of those quote unquote instruments are just ridiculous, like the cheerleader and the dog.
Right. I mean, they can be pretty funny, but then it kind of gets old once you know them. Right. You know, it's there's just it's hard. It's a hard thing. But we've been over this before. We won't dwell on Wii Music too much more.
Yeah, I guess we talk about that a lot. But the comic itself,
I think the comic itself was a nice combination of what happens when we work together. Because, I mean, I forget how it started, but I was like, I wasn't really feeling your idea that you originally put out, and I wanted to do something about the election. Basically, I had an idea, but it wasn't quite finished, and, like, you would pick up an idea from my idea and kind of expand on it, and mm-hmm. then I'd help expand on your idea, and just from tossing it back and forth, we finally had a nice finished idea to do a comic off of.
Yeah, it's nice we ended with this one, because months ago we had talked about doing a political comic where Obama, you know, wants all the casual voters to be able to vote through the Everybody Votes channel or something like
yes.
that, and then
yeah.
McCain wouldn't even know what he's talking about because he doesn't even know what email is, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
And we never really had a chance to do that one. I wasn't 100% sure if that would have gone over, how well that would have gone over.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't want to touch on politics too much. That's just a goal of mine, is I think starting to do politics can really annoy listeners. You know, it can really polarize listeners. And so I'm always about trying to do, like, some kind of a fair political thing if we do it. So I think what we did with our political, you know, speeches and stuff, I think was fair and funny.
Yeah.
But, like, once you start doing comics, it's like, it's going to start taking a weird angle, and I just don't want to get too deep into it.
Yeah, so I think this was a good compromise, because it was, you know, election-oriented. You kind of give that trick at the beginning, you think it's about the real election or something, you know. And
right, and we were kind of hoping that the election would have serious voter fraud.
Yeah.
Like we are hoping that this election would, like, take forever to figure out, because then our comic would be more relevant.
Yeah.
But we made the comic before they started counting the votes, so we were just kind of, we didn't know what would happen exactly, but
yeah, it was pretty funny.
And for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My suggestion box goes to Pickle Man is Cool, who was talking about the reporter in our comic, Jan Janigan. He says, "Is it just me, or does Jan Janigan look strangely similar to someone we know? I wonder if it's Alaskan news." And I picked out that comment because, you know, I recreated her from the Sony office comic with Magic 8 Ball,
right?
And I'm like, she would make a good news reporter, you know, maybe she moves up in the Sony network as well. So I had her as the reporter, and as I was working on her, I kind of updated her outfit and updated her hair a little bit. I'm like, she looks a lot like Sarah Palin.
You thought that yourself?
I was thinking about that myself. I was like, it's almost like I created Sarah Palin in advance for just such an occasion or something. And so it was funny that a couple other people kind of thought about that too. I don't think it's close enough to be total resemblance, but it had me thinking about it at least.
Yeah, I never thought of it myself because the glasses were wrong, and I'd seen her before, obviously, from your other comic, so I recognize her straight off from the other comic. But yeah, there's a few resemblances there, so that was pretty funny. My comment, I didn't have any good one except that,
as always,
I want to say thank you, DJ, for pointing out that there's free Dr. Pepper for everybody in America when the new Guns N' Roses album comes out. Which was pretty funny. I was like, what is he talking about, free Dr. Pepper? And I clicked, I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to mark this on my calendar. So I guess basically they joked, Dr. Pepper was joking that because this Guns N' Roses album, it's been like 20 years in the making or something. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, if it comes out this year, we're going to give free Dr. Pepper to everybody. And sure enough, it's actually coming out in a couple weeks. So they had to come out with a promotion. Everyone who, you have like 24 hours to log in and download a coupon, and then you can use it. So.
And how much free Dr. Pepper do you get?
Well, you get a 20-ounce bottle, like a, you know, little personal bottle.
Man, you're just in heaven then, right there.
I'm going to get everybody that I know to get me a coupon for free, and I'll have Dr. Pepper for life. But, yeah, thanks, DJ. Appreciate the
That's
tip.
That's funny. I liked how last week you're like, you guys need to write better comments, and then this week you're like, well, as always, I don't have a very good one. Just continue to rip on your own, on the very people that elected you.
You know, no, it's not that they're not good. It's just they're not. There was nothing that stood out to me as like super funny or whatever. You picked the Sarah Palin one. I was like, oh, that would have been a good one, but...
All right. It's time. Everything is haunted. Nothing is sacred anymore.
I thought Halloween was over.
In a world of good and evil, at the moment, there's currently only evil. Because the dreaded Black Doom Award is here. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Doom's Eye. I mean, Black Doom. Doom's Eye. Yeah, you know that little floating eye thing that talks to you? Remember when you're playing Shadow and you're like, you're teamed up with Sonic and then the black eye would just, Doom's Eye would just fly in out of nowhere and be like, you know, what? Now listen to me.
What's the point? How can an eye talk?
Welcome to the world of Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they're aliens. I don't understand how aliens live their lives. My Black Doom Award goes to THQ. For their Nintendo DS box art designs for the Littlest Pet Shop DS game.
Now, you were really looking forward to this game, I know, right?
No. The problem I have with these box arts is there seems to be one rule. We want to sell a video game for kids, so we're going to make these really cute animals and just give them gigantically huge sparkling eyes. Just huge eyes on a bunny rabbit and a dog and a cat and a penguin and a frog and a monkey. And all these box arts are going to be exactly the same. We're just going to have a big cute animal with big gushy eyes on the cover.
Why are their eyes all watery? They all have like oceans in them.
They are. They're like, yeah, they're super reflective, and it's like they're crying or something.
Yeah, they're all crying.
It's like, oh, I saw that, and I just shook my head, because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just marketing at its worst.
And there's winter, garden, and jungle, so it's like they're all the same game with a different color, and they're going to charge, you know, they're going to want kids to buy them all.
Right, right.
It's the Pokemon
effect. Well, it has a cute
animal,
you know, so.
Wow, that's pretty bad. THQ, that's EA.
How did I get... Oh, I was thinking
the other
of
game is below our THQ.
Yeah, my Black Doom Award goes to EA.
Thank you.
Splice that in earlier. Well, I said THQ because actually, Baja... Let me see if I can drag this out.
Yes.
There's like a lawsuit going on where I think it's THQ...
Is suing
Activision.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Because Activision's Baja... 1000 is the cover looks almost identical to Baja Edge of Control by THQ.
And that, I mean, that's not my imagination, is it? I mean, that's really pretty darn close.
Red four-wheeler in the front, and you got a blue one behind it, you know, jumping a gap. And they have, like, some little gray thing in the background, and it's, like, exactly the same. It's just...
The angles are the
angle,
same.
The angle of the font... It's just, ridiculous.
I mean, the logos are very similar.
Oh, yeah.
With
the color
like,
scheme
edgy
is
kind of, yeah, yellowish, brownish look.
It's crazy.
They both have cactuses
They both have, like,
in
a
the
cactus
background,
in the
too.
Same, yeah, the cactus.
Yeah, what's up with that? Now, if they both had that helicopter, I'd be like, okay, that's...
Yeah, that would...
Where the heck does a helicopter go?
Maybe it just got cropped out of the Wii one.
Yeah, I gotta say, that's pretty bad. I mean, I'll take that back. The red one for the Activision has 6 lights on the top of the car.
Oh, yeah.
THQ
yeah,
has
totally
5
different.
Lights. That, you know? Totally different.
So, anyways.
Double Black Doom, huh? Box art Black Doom.
Yeah, I happen to have the images on my desktop, and I chose one, not the other, but hey, I misspoke, so you got me.
Why don't you take a look at this bad boy? Okay, first
oh,
of
no,
all,
this is for the...
throw the picture up there. This is a game grip for the iPhone or iPod Touch, I don't know which, but it doesn't have any buttons on it, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't actually connect, it just holds, as an empty shell, the iPhone to grip, so you can put your thumbs on it and... First of all, you would never carry this in your pocket, ever. It wouldn't fit in any pocket I've ever seen. Maybe, like, MC Hammer's pockets. Okay? And second of all, it has no added functionality, so it's like, oh, this must be, like, $2.50. Nope. $50.
Are you serious?
$50! It's just a piece of plastic.
I wasn't going to care about it that much, but $50.
And see, that's why I care. It's like, yeah, people put crapware out there all the time, you know, like a sword attachment for a Wii controller, all this crap. But they don't charge $50 for it. Now, I know iPhone users are supposed to be, like, stuck-up, elitist, whatever, but this isn't, like, slick-looking. It's not cool. It's... Is that unbelievable or what?
I like the bolt list that they give for it, too, because, oh, I mean, how many purposes can it actually serve here? Unique cord management system provides the ultimate versatility. What does that even mean? What,
cord management? There's no cord that goes to this thing. I guess headphones you can plug in through the...
Right, it can be used with headphones, earbuds is the second bullet, so really just the same thing. Can be charged while playing. Oh, awesome. Because we all know I want to be, like, charging it while I'm turning it.
Those last three bullet points should all just say, there's a hole in the right side so you can still access crap. Right?
Yep. Silicone sleeves can be used as standalone protection when not gaming.
Wait, what kind of protection are they talking about here? It's not latex, right?
Provides convenient, radically comfortable access to full face of touch or iPhone.
Wait, what?
What? Access to full face of touch or iPhone.
I think it means
iPhone
of
or iPod touch
or iPhone.
Right, iPhone or iPod touch.
Yeah.
And enjoy hours of extreme gameplay. Right, because you couldn't do that before at all. That brings a whole new level of gaming.
But see, you could enjoy hours of regular gameplay, but not extreme gameplay. Come on.
Jeez, a Lou.
Jeez. Well, it does support an optional removable battery pack solution, which you can buy separately.
For what?
I don't. It doesn't even say. I don't want to know. $300.
Maybe there's like a holder for that battery pack too, so you can hold the battery pack with comfort.
Oh, jeez.
That's a good Black Doom, Tim. I like it.
Well,
I guess that does it.
Well, not quite.
Well, right. I mean, we're not done yet. I'm going to be introducing a new segment that we like to call Musical Misfits. What this section is like we were talking about earlier, there are great video game music out there. And I know, for instance, my old roommate Jory used to say, Ray, don't you think that the Zelda theme is just like the greatest video game theme you've ever heard in your life? And I was kind of like, I wouldn't say it's the best one ever, but I mean, it's good. I think part of it is that we've heard it so much.
And it's associated with a really good franchise.
Right, that you have good feelings of it, and it brings back good memories, and you really like it a lot. But there's plenty of other songs out there that you never hear anymore. Like, you know, either the game has never had a sequel or what have you. No one played a game, kind of disappeared. So I've decided that I want to start showcasing some really cool songs that no one knows about, that are really great video game themes. That are lesser known. And I want our users to submit some of their choices to me. Either find me a YouTube video or just tell me the name of it or, you know, what it is exactly. And we'll choose ones that we think are really, really good for Musical Misfits and include them. But since we don't want to just play like 30 seconds of the song, we actually want to play the whole thing. At the same time, though, I don't want to stick such a huge, long song in the middle of the podcast, out of like a 4-minute song or something, taking up half the show right in the middle. So we've decided that we're going to try closing out the show with new music that you've never heard before, that are great video game songs that have been forgotten over time. So in other case, they are musical misfits. So I'm going to kick it off here, and we're going to roll out the end of the show with the end credits music from Ristar, which was a video game on the Genesis. This is a great theme that deserves to kind of stick around. So that'll do it for this edition of 2B Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will finish off the show with the end credits from Ristar. Enjoy.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back. And we will get to that.
Okay.
Is that
my?
But the real the real
Comic 100 surprise.
Go ahead.
I'm just gonna keep cutting you off.
Yeah, I know you are.
You know how many times? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I wasn't trying to be rude.
No, it's we're off to a bad start here. A lot of editing for you.
Definitely just didn't want to be talking over you.
Yeah. Well, so the real economy is...
Not one bit.
Okay. Welcome to 2P Start Live. I'm Tim. So why don't you go ahead, Ray?
No, no. Here.
No, you have so much to say about this topic that I'm curious to see what you have to say.
I'm good. I'm